Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Guess what they said coming up, our Friday edition. Some time to squeeze you in here on our final hour of the week. Pacer Knicks will be atop the mine. On Monday, will we be talking about the Pacers winning Game 6? Or will we be talking about what goes down in Game 7? I'm not sure what I would prefer. If it ends in Game 6, we get 2 full days to prep. Oh, my God. 2 full days to break that game down and to preview the finals to the best of our abilities. But if we go to Monday, I might have a meltdown if the Pacers win. Although I think I'm a buy. I think I'm behind that. I think I put that past me. But we won't know. Like I tell my kid, we won't know until we try. Do I like this? We got to try. Will I do this? Oh, my God. He was jumping off of swings today. Like the highest he's ever jumped. I thought for sure a leg was getting... Big Ron's in New Jersey. 888-710-4ISN. Big Ron. I'm not rolling out a red carpet for you, Ron. What's up? No, Ron.
Hello.
No,
is
Ron.
Me you're looking for?
Didn't he just call?
Yep.
Like 5 minutes ago?
Yep.
How did he sound?
Alert.
Hold on. We'll go 10, 9.
Hello, can you hear me?
This is not the first time this has happened with Big Ron. That's my concern. You know, you guys don't need liquid courage to give old Bart a call. I'll be gentle. You know, I'll tell you, it's my first time, too.
Excuse me?
What? 3, 2. All right, contestants, what did you write down? What is Alcatraz? No, the answer we were looking for was the Tichita State Prison. 888-710-4ISN. Let's talk to Johnny. I know he's alert.
What's going on, Bart? Hey, what's his name? Paul George can build 2 final teams. They traded Paul George for SGA. The Pacers traded Paul George for Victor Oladipo and Sabonis. And we swapped Sabonis for Haliburton. So that one player made 2 finals teams. So the thing I'm telling you, Bart, trade Giannis.
No. There's been plenty of other guys that haven't been traded, and they've taken a gap year, so to speak, and then they've gone on and won.
It's proven.
This is Paul George.
We traded Paul George for Sabonis and Victor Oladipo. We traded Sabonis for Tyrese Haliburton, and look what we finna get ready to go to. OKC traded Paul George for SGA and some picks. And look where they finna go to. What you think you can get for Giannis at right now?
Well, I don't know. According to the media, all we can get is Evan Mobley, 1-for-1.
Oh, man, y'all need another GM then. Because y'all know what y'all doing. He don't know what he's doing.
If the Bucks are trading Giannis, I need picks. I need a top 3 pick now. I need future picks. Hey. I need that team's picks. I need Luka.
Hey, you don't need that. You just need to get a player and invest into him. Guess what? Wait 2 or 3. Like, how many years since the Sabonis trade?
So your logic is trade Giannis to get a player who we then trade to get the real player. That's the logic.
I'm just saying that what OKC and Pacers did. We ended up with Sabonis. We did good with Sabonis. We made the playoffs. Did we make the East Conference final with Sabonis? Yeah, when we played against the Cleveland Cavaliers. No, did we? I don't remember. But then we traded down, and guess what? We back in the Eastern Conference Finals with Halliburton. OKC did the same thing.
All right, well, I'll give you why don't we call up Bucks general manager John Horst?
I should be the general manager.
You?
Yeah, I'm telling you. I would have Stephen Castle in the locker room right now with a whole bunch of picks. Because that's the future right there.
Okay, I need their, what do they have, the three or the two? I need the two.
They have the two.
Yeah, get the two. You have the two and the 15. So you have Stephen Castle, Ace Bailey, two players right there. And at 15, I get a big one. I swap for somebody else.
Okay, I'll keep the phone line. I won't block your number.
And then don't forget, if you trade the best player, you get the number one pick next year.
Okay, I won't block your number.
Yeah. All right. See you later.
See you, Johnny. Johnny in Atlanta. Let's get to Kevin in Illinois. Kevin.
Bart, how are you this evening?
I'm good, Kevin. Thank you. How are you?
I'm well. Just got done eating and got home safely, which is important, and thought we'd talk a little hockey. Are you up for that, Bart? Yeah.
I mean, you might have to dominate the conversation, but I'll talk with you.
No, not necessarily. You're a pretty bright guy. I give you kudos for that. You're on your game.
Okay.
This is a rematch. You think the Oilers have what it takes to overcome the Florida Panthers?
Now, I don't have any breakdown for you. I don't have any insights.
Okay.
I do.
No?
If I'm going to make a prediction, I will predict the Oilers. I will predict the Oilers to win the series. I just feel like they will do it, and that's what I'm predicting.
In how many games?
Who's got the first? Where are we in Edmonton right away or Florida?
I think we're in Florida, if I'm not mistaken, but I could be wrong.
Hmm.
I think we're Florida first.
We begin in Florida? Okay. Give me the Oilers at home in six. Give me the Oilers at home in six.
I'm kind of taking your way, too. I think the Oilers have the guns and I think they're peaking.
Oh, also, both of you are wrong. It starts in Edmonton.
Good. That's even better.
Yeah, but I want Edmonton to win at home. I want them to win, bring it back to Canada at home. I'll still go Edmonton in six. Edmonton in six.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Are you with me or?
I am right. I like the Oilers quite a bit. I think that Connor McDavid's playing perfect hockey. He's doing everything that's asked of him, and he is the best player on the planet. No question in my mind.
Well, we'll see how it goes. Call back and let's break it down together.
Bart, it will be my pleasure. Should we do it game by game or should we wait a couple games?
I'm going to leave that up to you. You're of your own free will. At least that's what we're told.
Well, I listen to you guys quite often, so it might be game after game.
Are you rooting for Edmonton or are you just predicting Edmonton?
No, I'm rooting for Edmonton. I played hockey for 21 years. I'm rooting for Edmonton.
All right. Well, I'm on your side.
I mean, you know, it's funny because I don't know if you know. I think it was this. Was it the series with the Kings? I forget what series it was. Gretzky walked into the other opposing locker room and spoke to those guys and not the Oilers.
Ooh.
I forget what series it was. Yeah, that's what I said. Ooh, I'm like, what? I'm like, does he have ownership in this team now? I was like, how could he go into a different locker room than the team that he brought, that he played for and won so many championships with?
Well,
Cubs.
He picked the Kings.
I guess I don't know. Just kind of struck me the wrong way, but hey, who am I?
Yeah, you're Kevin
anyway,
in Illinois. Yeah.
Yeah, you're Bart in Milwaukee. There you go. And you know what? Right. We're just two guys shooting the breeze.
Kevin, have a good weekend.
You too, my friend. Enjoy.
Glad you got home safe. That's Kevin in Illinois. 888-710-4ISN. I've got some Super Bowl odds by matchup. Remember the million-dollar proposal I gave you earlier to pick the Eastern Conference final result? If I were to give you $1 million, now you would get odds. So you get to place $1 million bet with odds. Is there a Super Bowl matchup that would entice you right away, Carlos? Or do you want me to give you some of the odds? If you had to pick today the Super Bowl matchup with all the football, all the countdown left that we have, I just need the matchup. $1 million.
Bills 49ers.
49ers?
Yeah, because I hate them and I want them to go far only to get their hearts crushed.
Oh, okay. All right.
You didn't ask me to score. It wouldn't be close.
Here are the most likely Super Bowl matchups according to the odds. And you're going to notice a pattern, at least right away. 16-1. Nothing lower than that. 16-1. Philadelphia Eagles versus the Buffalo Bills. That is the most likely Super Bowl matchup. Philadelphia Eagles versus the Baltimore Ravens comes in at 17-1. Philadelphia Eagles versus the Kansas City Chiefs, 17-1. All right, let's switch it up a little bit because now we got Detroit versus Buffalo at 20-1. Detroit versus Baltimore at 21-1. Detroit versus Kansas City at 21-1. Eagles against the Bengals, the team I like, the Dark Horse team, 37-1. And the one you picked, San Francisco 49ers against the Buffalo Bills, that would come in at 37-1. So if that is the Super Bowl and I give you a $1 million bet, you would win $37 million. I think you could make worse decisions in your life, especially if it's a free bet. Niners versus the Ravens at 39-1. Niners versus the Chiefs at 39-1. Then it goes with the Rams, Bills, Ravens, Chiefs. And then we get a new team in there, Commanders versus Bills at 45-1. So it's pretty simple math. You take the team that you think is going to come out of the NFC. You take the team that you think is going to come out of the AFC, and you start to pair them together. So in the NFC, Philadelphia is the odds-on favorite, then Detroit, then the 49ers. That's interesting to me. And then the Rams at 4 before we start to get some Commanders matchups and then some Packers matchups and then some Vikings matchups and then some Tampa Bay and then some Bears. You can get Bears Chiefs at 75-1. I feel like that should be 750-1, with all due respect. In the AFC, it's pretty tight. They can't really decide on Buffalo, Ravens, or the Chiefs. And then they think Cincinnati. And the next team out of any of those would be the Eagles at Chargers at 51-1. Some interesting matchups. We could get San Francisco at Kansas City for the third time in 7 years. You want that? 39-1. How about a matchup between the LA teams? Chargers versus Rams, 129-1. Do you want to see Pete Carroll's Las Vegas Raiders against his old team, the Seattle Seahawks? 1155-1. Sean Payton's Denver Broncos against his old team, the Saints. 1214-1. How about this? We had the Subway Series in baseball. What about the Subway Series in football? The New York, or it's not really the Subway Series because they both play in Jersey, huh? What would you call it? The tunnel? The Giants versus the Giants. What would you call it? You can't call it the Subway Series.
You got to play on some kind of words with the Meadowlands because, you know, like mash of the Meadowlands, clash of the Meadowlands, something stupid like that.
Giants versus Jets. The odds are 4,255-1.
Yeah, no shot. I got a better chance of hitting Satan with a snowball.
Jeez. What are you, a 75-year-old white guy with an expression like that?
And that came out of nowhere, so I should be, you know, proud of myself.
You've never said that before?
Never.
Wow. Really?
Never. And that was on a fly. Did you hear any hesitation whatsoever? No. I can come up with a pun like nothing.
All right. That's funny. That is about the most illogical matchup that there could be. All of the following are 5,000 to 1, the highest odds. Panthers, Browns, Panthers, Jets, Panthers, Titans. Saints, Browns, Saints, Jets, Saints, Titans. Giants versus Titans. I guess if I wanted to predict the Super Bowl, I like the Brown. I like the Bills in the AFC. In the NFC, I want to take the Packers, but I also don't, because that would be a cop-out, but that's 50 to 1. I don't think the Lions are getting there. I'm writing off the Niners. I'm going to write... Who is going to make the Super Bowl in the NFC? I mean, I guess the Eagles. Like, with the AFC, I feel like, okay, it's probably going to be the Bills. Or if not, maybe the Ravens. It could be the Chiefs. Maybe the Bengals. But in the NFC, where I find reasons why I like some of these teams in the AFC, like, you can talk me into some of these teams in the AFC, I feel like you have to really talk me into teams in the NFC. Are the Eagles going to really repeat? I don't know. They're a little high on their own supply, as we say. The Lions, I've just got it baked into my head that they've peaked. I've got it baked into my head that they're one of these teams that thought we were going to see a dynasty and then just never even get to a Super Bowl. The 49ers will probably make the playoffs. Their schedule's trash. The division's doable. A wild card will not be that hard. They've made some changes. They're still wheeling and dealing. But I don't think they're going back to the Super Bowl. The Rams, I guess. Davante Adams. The Commanders. But you don't want to confidently take the Commanders. How about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Do we got a little Baker magic in him? Let's go. If I had $1 million, I'd go Baker versus Josh Allen, 62 to 1. How about that? I mean, I'm not going to hit it anyway, so I might as well have a little fun with the Bake Show. We'll take that. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Guess What They Said is next on The Bart Winkler Show.
It's The Bart Winkler Show Podcast. Here at The Bart Winkler Show, we give you hot takes, hot mics, and hot guesses.
It really doesn't matter what you say. And I'm hoping that nobody on our team is playing for you.
It's the audio of the day you need and the transcript you don't.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
I'm real serious.
I put my heart and soul into this every single week.
The contestants are ready.
You play to win the game. Hello?
The Bart Winkler Show proudly presents Guess What They Said.
Listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice.
Here is tonight's host, Carlos with a K.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Guess what they said. It is Friday. Bart's here. I'm here. So I guess we can play Guess What They Said, the game that's sweeping a nation or anywhere you're listening on a free Odyssey app, your local affiliate, or SiriusXM channel 375. On Fridays, we get the audio of the week. I will present it to Bart. Bart will attempt to guess what they said, and that's how the game works. I will score accordingly, either a yay or a nay. We do these five clips no matter what. So, Bart, let's start here. The Knicks are still alive in the NBA playoffs. They staved off elimination with a 111-94 win over the Pacers in Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals. They go back to Indianapolis tomorrow or today, depending on where you are, because it is Saturday for me. So I want you to guess what Tyrese Halliburton's mindset is going into Game 6. This is 17 seconds long. For your first Guess What They Said, guess what Tyrese Halliburton had to say. Going into Game 6.
Si, senor.
Well, we just got to play hard from the start and be focused. They're a tough team. They're going to be eager to get a win. And we'll have the fans behind us. We're looking to get ready and eager to get back there. And we just got to play our game. We know what we're capable of. And as long as we do that, we should be able to have success.
I have the most confidence in myself and our group.
to play to our ability in game six. So I don't think there's any need to panic by any means. We get another game to go back at home and attack these guys and get better. So I look forward to game six, and we're prepared. We'll be prepared.
Good enough for me. 1-0 to start. Guess what they said. Again, we have five clips. We got four more. Let's see if you can get into the win column by winning the next two.
Well, and I want to remind everybody, too, watch for Tyrese Halliburton's first shot. There does seem to be a difference in how he plays if he makes his first shot or not. I'll just quickly go over some of the stats. When he makes his first shot, this is this season, he scores 23 points a game and then makes 52% of his shots. If he misses his first shot, he only scores 15 points in those games and shoots only 42%. And the Pacers win 10% more games when he makes his first shot. It's wild that there's that big a variance at all, but it does seem to be a thing that gives him confidence as the game moves forward. He, of course, missed his first shot the other night and finished with just 8 points. In that game, he had 7 field goal attempts for the game, but in the middle of the fourth quarter, Carlos, he had only had 5.
That is an excellent stat, and I'm talking about the former, not necessarily the latter. Oh, that's crazy. That's going to be a big live dog scenario. Like, if he misses that first shot, I'm hammering every single under that's available at that time. But I'm sure these books are smart. They're going to adjust those numbers on the fly. That is a huge disparity. I didn't realize it was that drastic.
I can't legally gamble in Wisconsin.
Well, move to a state that's a little bit more
open-minded. Unless I'm at one of, like, 3 casinos here.
Yep, I'll do it on my couch. Let's go to the Oilers, making their second straight trip to the Stanley Cup Final. We will get a rematch. It'll be the Edmonton Oilers versus the Florida Panthers. Last year, it went all the way to a Game 7 where Florida emerged victorious. So now, hopefully, Edmonton get their crack at revenge. I want you to guess what Leon Draisaitl had to say on facing the Panthers again. This is 17 seconds long. Guess what Leon Draisaitl had to say.
Ooh. This is a fork in the road moment here. We're either going to be, it's exciting, we've been waiting for this, to have that familiarity, it's going to add some intensity to it. Unless he straddles and says both. Because either he's going to go with, it doesn't matter who we, it doesn't matter who we play. This is the Stanley Cup. Or does he go? Does he do both? But that's cheating. I gotta pick one. But unless it is, I'm gonna go with it's a Stanley Cup. You know, it's gonna be a big matchup no matter who you play against. There might be some familiarity there, but it doesn't matter who we play. We're out here to win. We'll take on anybody. We've got goals. We haven't accomplished them yet. We're just looking forward to whoever they line up against us. We're going to go play our hearts out and hopefully bring this thing home.
We know what they're about. We played them 7 times. And they're a good team. We're a really good team as well. Obviously, it's nice to get a shot at, getting some revenge.
But obviously.
We're a long ways from that. So we'll enjoy this tonight and move on and get ready.
You talked yourself out of a point. I was yelling into the room. I'm like, no, Bart, don't do it.
Well, you know what the problem is? The problem is that's a hockey answer. Hockey, they want to face the team again. Every other sport, they downplay it.
Yeah, they're ducking smoke in every sport, not hockey.
Yeah, that's a hockey answer. Arrgh, matey.
All right, Pirate. Let's go to clip number 3. Everybody keeping score at home. Bart is 1-1. Just can't really seem to get hockey right, except the first time we played a hockey clip, and he was as cliche can be. This one's right up your alley. In fact, the next 3 should be. They're all football. I want you to guess what Tyreek Hill had to say on if he should be voted a team captain. This is 17 seconds long. I want to remind everybody, and I guess help you out here. Tyreek Hill had necessarily not the best offseason with the Dolphins. There was a little bit of rumors and if he could be traded, whether or not he was happy in a situation there, which what has he got to be upset about? He gets to play in Miami, weather-wise, not the team-wise. But you know, all that's come to pass, and he's still in camp. He's still with the Dolphins, and he will play with them this year. So I want you to guess what Tyreek Hill had to say on if he should be voted a team captain.
Team captain? Oh, my God.
Now, just to kind of give you a little further help, there's like 20 captains nowadays. Like, you know, it's a 53-man roster. I feel like 20 of them can be captains because there's no more special distinction when it comes to the NFL. You have your special teams captain. You have your quarterback's almost guaranteed to be a captain. Yeah, they're giving out captaincies, like, you know, free tickets for a Rockies game. So there's that to deal with.
I haven't thought about it. If that's something that comes my way, it would have to be something that got voted on. It would have to be something that people thought that I earned. You know, whether I'm a team captain or not, I just want to go out there and do what's best for the Dolphins. If they think I deserve it, then that's great. Otherwise, I just want to play football. I don't know.
I got to prove myself. This OTA's training camp, I got to prove myself. I got to show up different. The mindset got to be different. So I don't feel like I deserve it. And if I didn't get it, I wouldn't dwell on it. I wouldn't sweat it. You know what I'm saying? Because I put myself in that position.
Good enough for me. Spirited clip rule. That's where we're going with here. So you're 2-1 is your
score. That's the most humble I've ever heard him.
Yeah, I think he realized, hey, I got to do a lot of damage control. This was not a good offseason for him. And you know what? We didn't really talk about it much, and maybe we'll start to, you know, consider doing some offseason report cards for a lot of these NFL squads. I'll give you a spoiler alert now. I'm really down on the Dolphins this year as a whole. They're consistently getting around 9 wins. This is an under 500 ball club. I don't know if Tua's going to get injured or not, but even if he stays healthy, there's really nothing to write home about. Their defense got worse. There's a lot of drama around Tyreek Hill. I actually do believe he still finds a way to get traded midseason. Just because the team is going to stink, I am low on them. They'll be lucky if they get a C- in my report card.
So we're doing report cards?
Yeah, I think we should do that. We can aim for that, and, you know, we'll touch base. You know, we'll aim for that in a couple weeks or so, but, you know, we're
getting. Are we going to be able to fit it in with all the content that's at our fingertips?
I mean, that's the challenge of talent and executive producer working side by side every single day to put on a 5-star show. So, you know, we might have to move some things around, but I think we can do it.
Okay, I'll trust you on that.
All right, so you're 2-1 here. Let's go to the fourth cut. I want you to guess what John Harbaugh had to say about cutting longtime Ravens kicker Justin Tucker. Now, obviously, the big story surrounding Justin Tucker was all the allegations that are popping up, a la Deshaun Watson, where he was being accused by multiple massage therapists of inappropriate conduct and, you know, other icky stuff like Deshaun Watson. Still out there, cases pending, but, you know, the Ravens saw an opportunity to say, hey, let's just go get another guy, because Tucker wasn't that great last season anyway. I should know because I picked him in my fantasy team. I want you to guess what Harbaugh had to say about cutting Tucker. It's 14 seconds long. Have at it.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good kicker, but he's a sleaze bag. So we had to get rid of him. No. It's always tough, you know, these kind of decisions. We try to make it come down to football. And that's what it does. You know, it can be complicated, but football's got to win out at the end of the day. And we're just trying to do what's best for our football team on and off the field. Football.
It was a complex decision-making process. And, you know, I'm a part of it. Eric, Sashi, Ozzy, Steve is a big part of those kind of decisions. I mean, you're talking about, you know, arguably the best kicker in the history of the game.
Well done. And I'm kicking myself because I knew I should have put that clip last, to at least get that dramatic effect to see if you could win the game. Because there's no shot in hell you're getting the next one. You are 3-1. You will win the game, but we're still going to play our final cut here because someone might need it. Maybe a particular couple in Nova Scotia that's listening to this show right now. probably with no clothes on. Maybe one of the guys' name is Andrew. Maybe his partner's name is Jenna. Maybe we haven't heard from him since their first phone call. And I'm getting a little concerned. Let's guess what they said here. I want you to get into your Cowboys hat and channel your inner Brian Schottenheimer. What is his goal for the Cowboys? This is 19 seconds long. Guess what Jerry's new puppet had to say.
What is a valid goal?
Yeah, what's his goal for the Cowboys?
And you don't think I'm going to get this one?
I don't think you're getting this one.
All right, then I'll go nuts. Just to have fun and play football. Remember, we're playing a kids' game out there. We just want to have a good time. You know, whatever happens off of that, that's great. But as long as we have fun and put in good work, you know, the sky's the limit for us. But that's what it comes down to, having fun and getting after it each and every single day.
I want to be the greatest culture in professional sports, and that's saying a lot. I get that. But, you know, it's no different than sitting up here and talking about winning Super Bowls. You know, I mean, there's a standard. The standard is we want to be the best. And will we be the best culture? I don't know. We're going to try. The big thing that goes into culture, too, I think, is being authentic.
Doesn't really matter. I was looking for culture. That's the final score. 3-2. And that's guess what they said.
All right, I'll take a dub.
I was shocked that you were getting the Tyreek Hill one. I didn't think you were going to get that.
Yeah.
That's what threw my entire equation out of whack. I'm like, well, he's going to win.
Yep. I did it fair and square, too.
All right. Looks like there's AI flowing through your veins there. I got you.
Did it fair and square. Nothing nefarious about this win tonight. Nothing very genuine. Honest victory. 888-710-4ISN. We'll come on back before we hand things over to David Shepherd. Here's an update with Marco Belletti. It is the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler, Carlos Ortiz alongside. David Shepherd coming up next on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Got some room for you. Let's go out to California where we find Chris. What's up, Chris?
Yo, Bart. What's up, man?
What's up, dog?
Not much. Hey, I just want to throw out a trade proposal. It's because I feel I could just read Bryce Harper's body language. To me, it just gives off, it doesn't give off championship vibes. So my proposal would be Mike Trout for Bryce Harper. And if you're saying that Mike Trout gets hurt too much for insurance policies, you could throw in Joe Adele in that mix as well. And if that's probably asking a lot for the Angels to give up, then just throw in Johan Rojas in the mix. What do you think about that?
Well, who do you think would say no to that trade? Which side?
Probably the Angels.
Yeah, Mike Trout's kind of their whole deal. What's wrong with Bryce Harper? He's just not good body language?
Like, to me, he's just being carried, you know, and every now and again, he'll hit an RBI here and there, but he's just being carried. He's half-assing it. He reminds me of Jalen Hurts and the Eagles. Like, he's being carried by the team.
The Super Bowl MVP?
Yeah, he was carried there. I don't see Bryce Harper going to the World Series and winning the MVP.
All right. Trout.
I think it gives a spark to the city, and it just gives a whole revamp. I mean, it's already, what, been three years now that we've had the same pretty much regime in Philly, and they haven't got over the hump. Something has to change, and Bryce Harper just, like, now he's injured or whatever the case may be. It's just, I don't know. the body language, the vibes, all that. Sure. It just seems like something needs to change.
Well, let me tell you this, Chris, thanks for the call. And I've been on a sort of rampage against AI. I think I'm worried about the development of it. I'm worried about the use of it. I'm worried that artificial intelligence is going to start to take over jobs. Animators' jobs, I think, are cooked. And then you get into entertainment. And, yeah, we all have our favorite actors and actresses, but if we want to watch a good story, I mean, you might be able to write and produce a good story far cheaper than having to pay somebody $20 million. Stunts, the whole stunt industry, you can just have... I mean, you've seen some of these videos. And I'm worried about it, not just for jobs like that, but also, you know, lawyers and doctors. There's AI doctors right now. You know, some jobs I think will still be able to survive. But if you even go to any place in the last 20 years, how many places are you using a kiosk that you didn't used to? So, yeah, we're rushing into a new thing, but we've already been rushing into that. I bring that up because when I say I'm worried about artificial intelligence, I understand the benefits that it can have on a society if it gets to where we think we're going to get to it. But I don't want it to take over the society. I want the human race to still be like, I don't want to get taken over here. I don't want us to, you know, I don't want the movies to happen. People ask me, are you worried about sports radio jobs? And I guess, sure, that could be another thing that can be replicated. Even like all the audio that's been put out from me, you could essentially, not to give anybody ideas, feed all that audio, and there's thousands of hours on it, into a program, and have it then do a show. Just say, how would Bart Winkler, with all the audio that we've given you, react to this topic? And it could probably do a show. It wouldn't sound as authentic at first, but it might get to a spot. But where AI will not ever, ever match the human experience is to have at 1:30 at night, a guy call up with a serious proposal for Bryce Harper to be traded for Mike Trout. Two guys that are locked into their team, no trade clause, not going anywhere. Bryce Harper, who, one body language expert aside, loves Philly. They're both a little older. They're both signed to long-term deals. It's a fun trade. But that's what sports radio always will have a place for. People that take a trade that will never happen and no one's even thinking of and call and ask somebody about it to kick off their weekend. So there's at least some wiggle room from the AI takeover. Stuart's in California. Stuart.
Hey, Bart, how you doing?
Hey, what's up?
So I'm calling about the Pat McAfee thing. The video that was put out there cut him off before he was actually finished talking. So it makes it sound like he's being rude, like, just get these guys out of here, you know, send these SOBs home. But what he actually said was send them home with their ears ringing. He was hyping the crowd to get loud for the game.
And then the video that I saw had that in. I didn't see anything get cut off. So I don't know if there's like a, but it doesn't matter about whatever video was shown to the public because John Mellencamp was there and he was upset about it being there.
Yeah, well, he's getting upset over nothing. I mean.
Yeah, it was Pat McAfee cutting a promo. That's what he does.
Yeah, exactly. Pat McAfee's just being Pat McAfee. And when you watch the reactions of the guys being called out, Timothy Chalamet knew what was coming and he was into it. He was waving his hands like, yeah, go ahead. Boom, boom me. I don't care.
Like,
yeah,
I mean,
what I'm trying to figure out, so what? Thanks for the call, Stuart. What happened here was Pat McAfee, during the game, cut a promo, said, get these New York SOBs out of here, mentioned some guys by name, Stiller, Chalamet. And then it was a fun moment. Okay, it's Pat. All right, fine. You know, this is sports. But John Mellencamp didn't like it. Okay, that's fine. But then he put out a message on Twitter as if he had to apologize on behalf of Indiana. I don't understand why he thought he felt the need to do that. I that's what I don't get. I don't get why he felt he had the need to do that. Did he think he was at risk? Because McAfee's a fan and he's a fan and they're going to conflate the two? That's the weird part. I was like, oh, McAfee cut a promo. All right. And then I see this Mellencamp, like, PR apology. You didn't do anything. What's the deal, man? That's just weird. I don't know. Thanks to Marco Belletti, and thanks to Carlos Ortiz, and thanks to you. David Shepherd coming up next. We'll be back on Monday. This has been the Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.